forest has been a trail of tears, as Mika Wawona said the other day. It has been a trail of tears and broken trees. Everything that we have done everything in our power. We've worked through their system. We've changed their laws. We've put, quote unquote, the best forestry laws in the country on the books. We've done everything we can to enforce them, and they still take every tree in the forest. So that's why we're going to make this statement in the only way that they seem to be able to hear. And this statement is not just being made for Headwaters. We're here for Headwaters because Headwaters is endangered today, and Headwaters is the last best thing left. But this is not just for Headwaters. This is for all of the trees that we've been fighting so hard to save for all these years. This is for Albion, Enchanted Meadow. This is for Osprey Grove. This is for China Left. This is for Sugarloaf. This is for Enola Hill, Calico Cat, and Rocky Brook and Olympic Peninsula. This is for Cole Ballard. This is for Mount Graham and Shawnee and Brighton Bush and Millennium Grove and all of the trees that they have taken despite every effort that we've made. This is where we make our stand, and when you go home, you're going to take this spirit with you and take it back to the forest where you live or whatever issue you work on, because this is all one issue. This is all one system, that same corrupt system that rewards Charles Hurwitz while they take welfare checks away from needy mothers. That's what we're here to protest. We're here to stop the destruction of the earth. We're making our stand.
Union organizer, environmental and human rights activist, Judy Barry built bridges linking people. Barry sued the FBI for violating her civil rights after the FBI charged her with the car bombing that destroyed her body, but not her spirit. Judy Barry died of breast cancer in 1997. The lawsuit continues.
One thing that I want to say about this case, and that is that this case is not me, it's not about me, it's not about Daryl, and it's not about Earth First. It's about the right of all activists to work for social change without having to fear repression by the government's secret police.
So I ask you now, who bombed Judy Barry? I know you're out there still. Have you seen her broken body? Or the spirit you can't kill?
Judy Barry, presented by Joan Buffington. Her story is a project of the Women's Collective of KVMR-FM, Nevada City, California. We can be reached at www.kvmr.org or 530-265-9073.